welcome to Elaborate, where my co-host and I review movies and series that are currently going on. I'm your host, Sheila.
And I'm your co-host, Acha.
Hi. Welcome to Elaborate. This is our first episode, and basically we're going to review the series I'm Not Okay With This.
And it's episode one, everybody, where the shit goes down. Oh, sorry.
Oh, what? Okay, I'm just gonna ignore that. For those who don't know, I'm Not Okay With This is a comedy drama, which the plot is a teenager navigates the complexities of high school, family, and her sexuality while dealing with new superpowers. Wow.
That... Whoa.
Well, that was kind of a plot. For those people who haven't watched it, maybe they're a little confused, you know?
Yeah, maybe... if you watch Stranger Things, it kind of has the same plot because the main character has the same power, I think.
Yeah. And it's actually based on a book by Charles Forsman, which he actually made another book called The End of the Fucking World. And that show, maybe someday I'll review it, but... You know, today we're gonna review I'm Not Okay With This. So let's into episode one. Acha, would you read the plot of episode one, please?
So basically, the whole plot of episode one is just the basic, like the characters. And
yeah,
the first time I watched the episode one, I was like, okay, this. Main character, her name is, what's her name is? Oh, Sydney Novak. Yeah, Sydney Novak. She's just a basic white girl, 17-year-old girl, but she has superpowers, but she didn't know it at the first time, right?
Yeah.
And my first impression is she's very sarcastic, but I love her sarcasm. She's just funny in her own way, and she's just relatable for me.
Yeah. This show is literally like relatable to like us teenagers, right?
Yes.
I mean, episode one is just basically episode one is introduction. Obviously, all the series like that, but and I'm Not Okay With This. We just. Look at Sydney. We just, you know, we get to know her. We know that she's just a teenager that, you know, she just wants to fit in. But yeah, she thinks that her life is boring and stuff. And you know, the only good thing in her life is just her best friend Dina and maybe her little brother.
Yeah, but I think I want to be in her place. Just saying, you know.
I mean, what's the most relatable thing, like, her to you? Like, you can say that, oh my god, I can relate to that.
I relate to her, I don't know, maybe her whole personality about I don't give a damn vibe, you know?
Okay, yeah.
And sarcasm.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you have
that's
that.
That's just funny. That's just me in daily basis.
I mean, well, maybe a little bit. You're more, you know, you're more talkative. But I think when we see, like, if we see, like, on the point of view of Sydney, if we see Sydney, she's, you know, she's like, she doesn't want new friends, you know, because she wants to stick with Dina, you know, her best friend. But what's the thing? The most relatable thing for me is. When she comes home and she's just frustrated with her mom, she's just like, oh, shut up. But I think, like, some people would actually feel like they hate their mom, but they actually don't. You know, teenagers, right?
Yeah, I can relate to that, too.
Yeah, I can relate to that. And maybe I can relate to, like, her questioning herself, like, what? Like, what am I good at? Like, she always asks herself, like, she can't do anything, right? But you know, spoilers, but she has powers.
Of course, like When the first time, I don't think it's in episode one. I kind of mix it up with another episode, but I really like it when she actually. Oh, I think it's the episode one. She made Brad nosebleed.
I think. Yeah. No. I think. I don't know. But I haven't watched it though. Well, I have watched it like 3 times, but it was like a month or so. But I think. Yeah, I think it was like episode 1 or 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in the earlier episode.
She introduced Dina, I think, after that, right?
Yeah. when her and Dina were like walking on the road and just being teenagers, right?
Being cute. I really like them.
Yeah, they're like this power duo. I guess maybe Stanley.
Stanley Barber. Oh my god.
Yeah, so what I love about I'm Not Okay With This is like the quirkiness of it. You know, you can feel the awkwardness, the teenage awkwardness of it, but you also feel like the, you know, the teenage spirit. Like, it's just so relatable, I guess.
Yeah.
If you watch like Stranger Things like I do, you can feel like maybe a little bit, because you know Stranger Things is all about like romance and stuff, but they also have monsters and we can't really relate to that.
Yeah,
that's not really real life. I'm Not Okay With This, maybe like she has powers, right? That's off the table. But for like the character, Stanley Barber is just
like,
my favorite. You know, my favorite character ever, because
it's just
you can feel his awkwardness in his voice. Yeah,
a walking meme. I really love Stanley Barber's personality, because I think he just want to fit it in too, but he was like, nah, I just want to stick with Sid, you know, because I think she's related to me the most. And so I think Sydney was kind of harsh to him because he's awkward.
Yeah, very, very harsh. Maybe that's, I don't really relate to like she being really harsh to Stanley, because I always tend to, you know, be friendly to other new people. Maybe like we don't really have the same perspective as Sydney. Maybe she's just really you know, not
really
into
just
new people.
Yeah,
right.
She's just kind of antisocial, I think.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we can really see that she's really antisocial. But I guess when I first saw her and Dina together, I was like, oh yeah, she loves Dina. I mean, like, she literally loves her best friend. But with Stanley, maybe we can see that she just wants to be friends with him.
Yeah, but it's just mixed up feelings, I guess.
Yeah, I guess like teenagers. And again, it's teenage
coming of age
drama.
But I think even though I was not really, you know, impressed with how Sid treats Stan, but I kind of can relate to that, because sometimes I unconsciously treat boys like that, I think.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm having second thoughts about that. Like, I can be friendly to like people on the first impressions, but I don't know about second and third. Maybe if like I saw them in the mall or something, but they're just acquaintance to me. Like, they're not really close to me. I'm just gonna walk away. I'm just gonna pretend to not see them. Like, I don't want to like say hi or something, because it just gives me like this. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you. Like, we're not really close like that. Maybe that I can relate to Sid on that level.
Like, we just want to run away. Just like go, baby.
Yeah. Well, I guess episode one is, you know, it's just introduction and it's not really interesting yet.
Yeah, not
but
really.
When we get to like episode 5,
Oh, it's where the problems get down.
Yes. And I guess I can relate to Sid on maybe, like, you know, she doesn't have, like, a safe place to talk to. She goes to Dina, but then Dina is dating with Brad,
who that
apparently,
oh my God,
Sid really despise, right?
But yeah,
but yeah, I can relate to she not having like a safe person to talk to, or just a safe place to tell her feelings, you know?
Yeah, I kind of you know, I just really want to jump into that movie and just like hug Sydney. I was like, oh, yeah, you can tell me everything.
Like being a supportive character, like
yeah.
You want a hug?
I just want a hug. And I just want to punch Bradley, like, oh my God.
Everybody wants to punch Brad.
I'm kind of glad Sid did more than that.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
But no spoilers.
Really shocking, though, like the last episode. But
yeah,
we're not gonna talk about that.
Yep.
Because
it's another episode, guys.
Yep. So basically, to summarize all this, episode one is just, you know, telling that Sid has just a boring life and nothing is going on in her town, because her town is literally like a little town, and nothing ever happens in that town, basically. So yeah, the first episode is just like that. It's not really interesting yet,
but I think it's just really funny, you know, because the way she described her life, she's just like, I'm just boring 17-year-old white girl, and I live in the little city and there's not much happening. But then she has this like source, and she's like, okay, I don't know what to do with this, because I'm not used to being in the spotlight. I think it's just funny. It's just
When I saw like she has superpowers, I was like, oh, she needs to adapt to this, because she always thinks that her life is boring, and then all of a sudden she has these powers. Like, what am I gonna do? I don't even know what to do with my life, and now I have this. And maybe she thinks that, and I can really relate to that, because sometimes like we think that life is just going smooth, and then something pops up like a big wave in an ocean.
It's just like
not expected.
Yeah, when you like, oh, my day is going really well, you know, everything is fine, mm-hmm. and then you're just like have this feeling, oh, maybe I'm just not used to this feeling, you know, today or tomorrow something will happen. Me every day, you know.
Yep.